Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning, good morning, good morning again. This is Sister LaShonda, and I just want to thank y'all for joining us this morning. Thank you for making it through the week. Thank you if this is your first time joining. Thank you if you are always joining. Thank you if this has become a routine in your time of worship and time of prayer, that you have added this one more tool into your toolbox. We thank God for it. Hey, I know that a lot of people are dealing with flu symptoms, maybe even feeling like COVID symptoms. I know Khalil and I have been down for the week. We really had to press through this week with our fast just because we were not feeling well. So for the prayer leads that are already on and the people that are here, if we can just keep people in mind, Brother James is one that was really dealing with his illness last night. So we want to keep him in prayer, but let's keep everyone lifted up just with their health and everything that might be going around. But at this time, before I hold up any more of Minister Andre's time, he thankfully stepped in for us this morning, so I appreciate him this morning. Minister Andre, if you're ready, I'm handing it over to you, sir.
Amen. God bless everyone this Friday morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We magnify your name this morning. Yeah, we are praying for Brother James and whatever he's going through and all those that are dealing with this flu, sickness, virus, whatever. We plead the blood on it right now in the name of Jesus. We thank God for being able to stand in the gap for my brother. I know he will do it for me. Y'all keep me in your prayers this morning. Lord, have your way this morning, Jesus. Have your way. Well, we're going to, look at the NIV version this morning. We're coming out of 1 Peter again, from 1 Peter, and I believe it's the, let me see right here, what verse we coming with out of 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, verses 12 and 13, that's 1 Peter, the 4th chapter. Verses 12 and 13. And it reads, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trials you are suffering, as though something strange was happening to you. But rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed." Man, thank you, Jesus. I was just thinking about what they were going through. I had read about how Peter was writing to the scattered Jews, the Christians who were undergoing intense persecution for their faith. He is encouraging them to imitate Christ through a submissive spirit towards God and one another. And if they do, God will richly reward them when the trials of life out over. And I was just thinking about we in America and the type of persecution that we go through versus the type of persecution that they were going through back at in that time. It can't even compare with what they were going through. We really got it easy in America. Maybe in some other countries, people are being persecuted, losing their lives and being beaten for standing up for their faith, for testifying about Jesus. But we really got it easy over here in America. And I thank God for that. I don't know if I'll be able to stand. I don't know, but I know right now that God has blessed us richly in America. So we lose a little sleep. We have to get up a little early. We have to turn our plates over and don't eat for a few hours. That ain't nothing in the name of Jesus. But I thank him, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your revelation this morning. For we know, Lord, if we suffer persecution with you, we shall also reign with you, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for the light afflictions that we are going through in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for watching us, watching over us last night, Lord. Thank you for your power, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, to draw closer to you this day. You are the God of the living and not the God of the dead. Help us to bring heaven down here to earth. You are the light. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And in you, there is no darkness. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord, to enlighten sinners to the truth. Help us, Jesus, to be your witnesses down here on earth, Lord. We are praying for the purification of our souls this morning, Lord. Sanctify us, Lord. Consecrate us, Lord, that we can do your will this morning, Lord. Your name is above all other names, Lord. Lord, we ask that you help us this morning to glorify you, Lord. For you are worthy, Lord. We want to magnify your name this morning, Lord. And we thank you right now. Help us, Jesus, to take dominion over this earth, Lord. Lord, anoint these lips. Anoint our lips of clay, Lord. You are the potter, and we are the clay. Father God, you are omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent, Lord. Father God, let your presence be made known on this prayer line this morning in the name of Jesus. Jesus, let your fire of the Holy Ghost ignite the candlestick of our hearts this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, come, Lord. We say Abba, Father, to you this morning. Thank you. Abba, Father, to you this morning. Lord, establish the truth and righteousness in our hearts. And we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Have your way this morning, Lord Jesus. We pray that your will be done. Hallelujah. In our lives, Lord. Lord, increase our faith this morning, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to hold on to our faith, Lord. No matter what we're going through this morning, Lord. Help us to face today, Lord Jesus. in your name, Lord. Help us to grow in you, Jesus. Help us to mature, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for our teachings, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Help us to speak your word, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help us to hear your voice this morning, Lord. Help us to transform our lives, Lord. By your power, Lord. By your mercy and your grace, Lord. Father God, we're asking for the mind of Christ this morning, Lord. Renew our minds this morning, Jesus. Energize us, Lord Jesus, for the work, Lord, that we must do for you, Jesus. We belong to you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we love you this morning, Jesus. We are asking you to fill us this morning with your fiery spirit, Lord. Fill us with the Holy Spirit this morning, Jesus. Refill us if we need to be refilled, Lord. Fill our cups into an overflow, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We receive you this morning, Lord. Thank you for filling us with your Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you this morning. We praise your name. We magnify you, Lord. We lift you up this morning, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord, to walk by faith and not by sight, Lord. Lord, forgive us of our sins. Give us a hunger and thirst after your righteousness, Lord. Help us to yield our members to the will, to your will, Lord. Lord, help us to walk in the supernatural this morning. Lord, take us up higher to higher heights and deeper depths, Lord. Give us a mind to want to save souls this morning, to want to see them saved, Lord, in your name, Jesus. We bind up the spirit of unbelief this morning, Jesus. In your mighty name, Lord, we give you honor, Lord Jesus. We give you glory, Lord Jesus. We say, have your way, Lord. Let the meditations, let the words of our hearts, of our mouth, and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer, in Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. I turn it back over to the hands of the host. Minister Lasonda.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Andre. Thank you for your great job this morning, as you always do. We appreciate your help this morning. Thank you for starting us off, putting that first coal on the altar. We are so grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, my strength, my redeemer, I thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining this morning. My mother is on here. I want y'all to, as we're praying corporately together, my mother is traveling. She was supposed to call me this morning, but she didn't, and I'm upset about it. But she's in Baltimore. But if y'all would with me, pray for her safe traveling mercies as she's heading to New Mexico to spend some time with my brother Benjamin. I want to keep her in our prayers. And as I say, I know that some have to get up out of here. Before you leave, consider sowing a gift. Every seed produces a harvest. I believe that this portion of the ministry is blessing you. I do believe it because we see you so often. So if that is the case, and you are so persuaded to give a gift this morning, go ahead to our Cash App. That's $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can also text the word GIVE to 216-446-1209. You always can go to the website, EKC Ministries, and you can sow your gift there. While you're there, go ahead and upload your GPS, your 1 minute or less testimony, telling of the goodness of God. Hey, you might want to read your favorite scripture verse You may want to sing your favorite song, the thing that got you through, okay? Also, while you're there, you can upload your prayer request because we want to pray for you, okay? We want to pray with you. All right. At this time, if Sister Pat, if you're ready, it's in your hands, ma'am.
Good morning, everybody. Praise be unto God. We thank God for Jesus, that he keep us, and that he deliver us, and he gives us peace and joy in the things of the Spirit, that we pray, God, healing for all the sick on the line and those that are not on the line, God. We pray, God, Lord, let your power, God, go throughout all the earth, God, bringing healing, deliverance unto our bodies, mind, soul, and spirit, God. I want to thank God for Jesus, that he is our help, our peace, our joy, whatever we need. And my title this morning comes from Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. He is our peace that surpasses all understanding. We are nothing without Jesus. In him that we are more than a conqueror. In him that loves us. And we are not defeated. We are overcome. We overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Thank God for Jesus, that we have the victory in Christ Jesus. And when we choose to live according to the Spirit, we start to bear the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meek, temperance. We take every thought unto captivity and it begins to dwell in you. And we think on the things, the things that are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever thing of good report, that we think and the virtue began to grow in us. Thank God for Jesus, that we choose to follow Christ and walk in the Spirit. We walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. In Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think of you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring you into an expected end." Let us fulfill ye thy joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Lord, let this mind be in us, Lord. which is also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, became a bondservant. Lord, let the Holy Spirit, God, dwell in our hearts and minds, God, that we be of a good report, Lord. Lord, let us walk in the will of the Lord thy God, that we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh, Lord, that we think on the things of God, that we are imitators of God, that we walk in the newness of life. New mercy every morning, God. Thank God for Jesus, that he gives us a good report. Lord, let us pray, God, your will be done, God, on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. Lord, let us be like the three Hebrew men, God. We will not serve no other God except the living God. We walk, God, in the authority of the King, Lord. Kingdom living, kingdom decree, God. And we shall decree a thing, and it shall be established in our life, Lord. Lord, let the prayer line and everyone that's on it, God, let us pray your will, God, on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. Lord, let us keep thy commandments, God, to love the Lord thy God with all our hearts and mind and all our understanding, Lord, and to love thy neighbor, God, as thyself, Lord. On these two commandments hang all the laws of the prophet, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for Jesus, that he is our healer, our deliverer. Lord, we thank you, God, for renewing our mind and our strength, God. Lord, you are our strength, God. Strength like no other, Lord. And we draw from your word, God. Your word speaks life, God. Lord, life in Christ Jesus. We thank you for peace, God. Your peace, God, which surpasses all understanding, God. Your peace, God, to turn the king's heart, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for blessing us with all spiritual blessings from on high by Christ Jesus. Lord, let your peace, God, reign throughout the whole earth, Lord, the four corners of the world, God. Lord, open up, God, the east gate, the west gate, the north gate, the south gate, all over the world, Lord, for the King of Glory to come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. He's our peace. Peace all over the world, Lord. Lord, let us season our words, God, with salt, a soft-ass God turns away wrath, God. Lord, let us be peacemakers, God. Lord, we declare and decree, God, peace all over the world, God. We call the nation, God, in the water, under the unction of the Holy Spirit, God. We don't call evil good, God. And we don't call evil good and good bad, Lord. We pray, God, Lord, let the nation, God, be healed by the tree of life. Thank God for Jesus, the wind, the symbol of the Holy Spirit. Lord, let it gather, God, all scattered bones together, Lord. Lord, your house is filled. And the word is taught, God. Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, God. Lord, let your people, God, hear ye the word of the Lord, God. And let us, Lord, humble ourselves before the Lord, that God, and that we serve, Lord, the living God. And the people crying out, Lord, what must I do to be saved, sanctified, and holy? Washed in the blood. We plead the blood, Lord, over the four corners of the world, Lord. That we hear ye the word of the Lord God and humble ourselves before the Lord thy God. It is he that ruleth over the world, and we thank God for the blood which surpasses all understanding, the blood that brought us life. Life in Christ Jesus, that he was wounded for our transgressions, that he was bruised for our iniquity, and by his stripes that we will heal, Lord. Lord, let our mind and our hearts be renewed with the word of God. Everything contrary to the word of the Lord God. We call it in the water, God, under the unction of the Holy Spirit. We thank God for Jesus. He came in order that we might have life and to have life more abundantly. Thank God for Jesus. That we are rich in Christ Jesus, the word of God. If life is meat indeed, it's our peace, our joy, the fruits of the Spirit, God. Lord, let it dwell in us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I turn it back over to the prayer host in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Pat. Thank you for your good prayer, as you always do. Yes, yes, yes. Meat indeed. I know it's Sister Pat on there when I hear that. Meat indeed. We thank you. Thank you for your prayer.
Thank
this
you.
Morning. Yes, yes, yes. You bless me. You bless me. Woo! Y'all know, as I said, if you wasn't on here when we first started, listen, we've been struggling through this flu, whatever it is, whatever this bug was this week. And listen, some was fasting, some was lasting. we made it through. We're almost finished. We'll go to the 19th, which is Sunday. But listen, we've already made it to Friday. Thank God that we have made it through 2 weeks of fasting. I believe that God has heard your prayers. The fleece that you have put before him, he is answering. He is already making a way for it. Some may have to wait. He is working a perfect thing in you. He is working, and you have to have patience. And these things are going to come to pass. And the things that you believe God for, he is going to answer. He is going to answer it according to his will. I thank God that he's going to do something suddenly. The word Bishop gave a little bit back was, it took a long time and it happened suddenly. The story with Joseph, that it took him a long time. He had a dream, and it took a long time for the dream to come to pass, but it also happened suddenly. His life was changed in a moment, and I believe that that's something that we can receive as we're going into this time of training for reigning. I believe that this is something that we can receive. Somebody is saying, I waited a long time for this thing, but it's going to happen suddenly, that God is going to answer it, turn it around, and it's going to be right there. I've been praying for my child's salvation. It's going to happen suddenly. You just continue to pray. You just continue to intercede because God is going to answer you. All right? I don't want to hold this up. Sorry, Sister Vicki, but if you're ready, it is your time. I'm going to hand it over to you. I got a little excited. I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. Let the Lord use you. Good morning, everyone. This is Vicki, and I'm praying with you from Maple Heights, Ohio. I thank God for this ministry, for Bishop, Pastor Lenore, and all of you who are praying with us and for us today from your various locations. I just want to say quickly that I echo the prayers of the prayer leaders that God will continue to strengthen and heal all of you who are suffering with the colds and flu and COVID this morning. And I just wanted to echo what something that Sister Pat was talking about when she says the peace that passes surpasses all understanding. I was watching CNN this week, over the week, the course of the weekend, with the fires and things that are going on. And there was a middle-aged couple that they were interviewing. And the woman was speaking, and she said that they had lost their home. They had just paid off their house in full the day before this fire came, and she said, we lost everything. And so the lady says, well, you seem so calm. How are you dealing with this? She says, I don't know how to explain it. She said, but I have a peace. She said, a peace that I can't even explain. She said, am I sad? Am I upset? Yes. She said, but I have a peace. And I said, thank you, Lord, because that's a visual display of how God will show up in the midst of our tragedies. So the word is true. My scripture this morning comes from Lamentations 3 and 22 through 24, and it reads, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. This scripture tells us that we are not completely destroyed or overwhelmed by the hardships in our lives, and it's because of God's great love and mercy. It lets us know that even in the midst of suffering, God's compassion prevents total devastation, offering us hope and a reminder that his love never fails. In my youth, I used to hear people say, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be? Where would I be? And they tell you, live long enough and you'll understand it. Well, I do understand it now. And I'm sure that each of us can think of times or situations where we know for sure that we were covered because of God's mercies. And we can testify that we were able to overcome the situation because of his compassion. What I mean is that we didn't get what we justly deserved. Instead, the Lord rescued and showed us a way out. I thank the Lord for that. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for extending your goodness and grace to all of us, even with our sinful nature. We thank you for your loving kindness. You show us kindness even when we don't deserve it. You forgive us when we really deserve punishment. Thank you, Father, for the times you have withheld the punishment that we truly deserve for our sins. Lord, your mercies are described as tender mercies, personal blessings that we receive from you. Through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we receive those blessings. Blessings such as your strength, which helps us overcome the problems or challenges of life. Your protection, which gives the enemy and it also keeps us from destroying our mind, body, and soul. Thank you for your assurance that you are ever present in our lives through the Holy Spirit. Your guidance warns us when we're making decisions that are out of your will. Thank you for your blessing of loving kindness and comfort after a loss, after a disappointment, and when we return to you with a repentant heart. Thank you for your loving kindness as you forgive the sins we commit even daily. Thank you, Lord, because you are our good shepherd. Thank you for your rod and your staff of correction. Thank you for the comfort your rod and your staff provide as well. Lord, we thank you for your patience with us. We all have our own shortcomings, our own little quirks or funny ways. You are well aware of those ways, Father, because there are some things, Lord, that only you know about us. Your word says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We were made in your image, and before you formed us in the womb, you knew us. We admit today, Lord, that some of our ways are not pleasing to you and don't line up with your word. We need to sit some of our attitudes, behaviors, and thoughts on the altar before you today at the start of this new year. We sit them on the altar, Father, to allow you to change them, to change us. Change us, God, so that we are better individuals, better Christians, better parents, friends, siblings. Lord, this is not something that we want to use the same old rhetoric on. We often say, have your way, Lord, but we need to be willing to offer up our shortcomings to you. We must yield that which needs to be changed, yield it to you. So as we pray now, Father, we take inventory of those things we want changed in our lives, those things we need to let go of or to get closer to you, things in our lives that don't line up with your word, behaviors and attitudes that we know not only offends others, but offends you. We give them to you now, Lord. Father, we pray for this out of obedience to you, because Jesus' two greatest commandments are to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And God, we are also reminded that to receive mercy, we ought to be ready to give mercy. Jesus also taught that we are to forgive other people when they sin against us, and then you, Heavenly Father, will also forgive us. So, Father, we ask your wisdom, knowledge, and guidance as we work towards forgiving others and treating others as you describe, in preparation that we may receive your mercies daily. Thank you in advance for accepting our repentance and for providing resources through your word, a song, an individual, any means you desire to give us confirmation of your presence, your comfort, and peace as we grow through the changes in our attitudes and behavior daily. Lord, we ask now that you will bring those things which are not pleasing to you to our remembrance. Cause those things to trouble our spirit, trouble our heart or our mind, so that we will begin to change those things here at the beginning of the year. Here where many have been fasting, praying, and meditating on you and your word. Please help us to not let this time of consecration be done in vain. Let us be mindful so that we won't walk away from this time unchanged spiritually, mentally, and even physically in some cases. Lord, we don't want the time we've committed to you at the start of this year to be an exercise committed to man, but one committed to you and our spiritual growth. For those who are not fasting at this particular time, Lord, we ask that you encourage them to set aside a moment daily to recognize you and your goodness and to hear your word through a sermon, a prayer, a song, or by spending time in the word. Thank you for your new mercies and faithfulness every morning. 1 John 1:8-10 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. We offer our repentance for our sins, Lord. We bow our faith in you through Jesus Christ. And thank you for your love, protection, forgiveness, guidance, and for eternal life. As we journey through this year of 2025, Father, we are reminded of the blessings which Jesus spoke of in Matthew 5, which says, "And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt hath lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see 2025 and have another opportunity to be your light that shines before men, drawing them to you in Jesus' name. Lord, in 2025, let us not focus on the enemy. Let us not focus on our haters. Your word says, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. So instead, Lord, we will focus on you and the work you have for us to do as we serve as witnesses for you, Lord. Witnesses to the unsaved in the world and an encouragement for each other as we set our lives to receive the blessings of Matthew 5. Thank you, Lord, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I turn it back over to the host.
Amen, amen, amen. Sister Vicki, I almost took all of your prayer. I had notes and everything. My God, y'all started something this morning. Thank you for that great prayer this morning. It was so many different things. I'm telling you, I was writing it down, putting it in my phone because I'm like, goodness gracious. She said, we have to be willing to offer up our shortcomings to God. She said, don't let this time of consecration be in vain. Then she said, don't let 2025 be a time where we focusing in on our haters. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Sister Vicki. Thank you for that great prayer this morning. We appreciate you. Appreciate your ministry. We thank you. Thank you so much. Hey, people of God, we're almost finished. Y'all know I'm the last prayer lead this morning. Excuse me. But for the ones that do have to leave, we want to thank you for joining us this morning. Hey, if you've got in for 10 minutes, 15, you've been here the whole time, we want to thank you. And if this is your time to go, remember, our partners support through their giving. So if you are so inclined to give this morning, you can go to our Cash App. That's $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can give there. You can also text the word GIVE to 216-446-1209. You can also go to our website, that's EKC Ministries, and you can sow your gift there. Hey, if you are looking to be a prayer lead or a host, we are still looking for that. You can call the church at 216-475-6327. You'll leave a message, and Pastor Lenora will get back with you and get you on the schedule. But if you're if for anything else, can you share the line? Can you tell somebody that we meet here every morning, Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock to 9, praising God, having us a prayer service. We get in here, we have a good time. I believe that we have a good time. And I think that God is definitely using us in this portion of the vineyard, okay? So as I said, this is Sister LaShonda. I am your last prayer lead. My prayer assignment was Psalms 118 and 24. And it's in the the NIV version. I'm going to start a little higher at 21. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone that the builder rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our sight. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, oh God. We thank you for another day, oh God. We thank you for allowing us to wake up in our right minds, oh God. Lord, we thank you for every prayer that has went forth, oh God, for every prayer lead that called out this morning, Lord, for every person that has joined the line, oh God, and Lord, that they have lifted up a prayer to you, oh God. We thank you even now, Lord Jesus, as we have some traveling, oh God, Lord, that your traveling mercies are with them, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, that we are able to come before you, oh God. Lord, we're able to seek after you, oh God. Lord, we're able to hear your voice so clearly, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you are with us in every step, oh God. Lord, that we have the wisdom that you have given us, oh God. Lord, that we can lean, oh God, to you, oh God. Lord, that we don't lean on our own understanding, but Lord, in all of our ways, we acknowledge you, oh God. And Lord, you direct our path. We thank you for it, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for doors that have already opened in 2025, oh God. Lord, we thank you even now for the testimonies that are going forth in 2025, oh God. Lord, some that was a long awaited answer, oh God. And Lord, for some, they prayed and you answered immediately, oh God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, oh God, that however you have blessed us, oh God, we will be satisfied, oh God. Lord, we won't be like the children of Israel, oh God. Even as the food was in their mouths, oh God, they begin to complain, oh God. Lord, let that not be our hearts, oh God. But Lord, let us be thankful, oh God. Thank you and thankful for your provision, oh God. Thank you, oh God, how you have made a way. Thank you, oh God, for the doors that you have opened. Lord, thank you for the doors that you have closed, oh God. Lord, thank you for the hedge of protection that you have put around us, oh God. Lord, thank you for protecting us from danger, seen and unseen, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for the way that you have moved, Lord Jesus, for the way that you have reigned in our lives, oh God. Lord, thank you, oh God, that some of us are the first generation, Lord Jesus, that knew you, oh God. Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we're passing it down to generation, oh God. Lord, that we're telling our children and our grandchildren about you, oh God, and our great-grandchildren, oh God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, Lord, that they are coming towards you, oh God. Lord, that our example of you, oh God, is drawing them, oh God, drawing them with love and kindness, oh God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, as the word came, Lord Jesus, that this is our year for training, for reigning, oh God. Lord, I thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that doors are opening, oh God. Lord, that we never considered, oh God. Lord, some of us have to go back to school, oh God. some have to get more education, oh God. Lord, let us be open to the training, oh God. Lord, some of us are going to be put into our assignments, oh God. And Lord, and maybe even feel unqualified at the time. But Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, because you're going to give us the opportunity for training, oh God. Lord, that we would be able to reign in this season, oh God. Lord, that we would be able to reign, oh God. Reign in peace, oh God. Reign in your mercy, oh God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that the, as your people, Lord Jesus, call out to you this morning. Lord, you see every situation, oh God. Lord, we thank you, God, that you are omnipresent, God. Lord, that you are everywhere at one time, oh God. Lord, that nothing is too big for you, oh God. Nothing catches you by surprise, oh God. Lord, we may not know it, but Lord, you stood at the beginning of time and you saw the ending, oh God. And Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that you have written it out, oh God. Lord, you have written it out, oh God. Lord, you see our destiny, oh God. Lord, you see and you have written our purpose on us, oh God. Lord, some of us are so full with purpose, oh God. Lord, some of us are so full with talent, oh God. Lord, let this be the year that we allow you to pour us out, oh God. Lord, let this be the year that we say, not our will, oh God, but your will be done. Lord, let this be the year that we have a yes in our spirit, oh God. Yes, God. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes, yes, yes. That we say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I have no other answer, but yes, oh God. Yes, I want to move in this direction. Yes, God, I want to be elevated. Yes, God, not for me, oh God, but even as Sister Vicky said, Lord Jesus, Lord, that we that our lights may not be hid, oh God, but Lord, that we are a city set on a hill, oh God. Lord, that we are a representation of you, oh God. Lord, that when people see us, they see you. Lord, when they're around us, they feel that love and kindness, oh God. And Lord, that they would ask, what must I do? What's going on with you? What's different with you? And Lord, we don't have to tell them about our degrees. We don't have to tell them about our titles. But Lord, we can tell them the title that matters the most, that I am a child of the living God. That what's going on in me is that I have God. I have God. The peace that you see that I have, the world didn't give it. So the world can't take it away. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for that peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, we thank you for your 39 stripes that you took on your back, oh God, for our heal, for us to be healed, for our healing, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Lord, for the ones that are dealing with any type of sickness, any type of flu symptoms, any type of COVID symptoms, any type of respiratory issues, oh God. Lord, anything that's not like you, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, those 39 stripes that you took, oh God. Lord, that you settled this over 2,000 years ago. Lord, that we can come and offer it up to you, oh God. Lord, that we can walk by faith, oh God. Lord, that we can walk in our healing even now, oh God. Lord, that we can walk in your peace, oh God. Lord, we can walk, oh God, and know that you are with us, oh God. Lord, for the ones that's dealing with any type of depression, any type of anxiety, oh God, Lord, that they can give it over to you, oh God. Lord, that we can hand over to you our burdens, oh God. And Lord, we can take on yours, Lord Jesus, because your burden is easy and your yoke is light, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we transfer our burdens, oh God. Lord, we lay it at your feet, oh God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, for answered prayers, oh God. Lord, we thank you even now for answered prayers, oh God, even as the word was read this morning, that you answer us, oh God. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you, oh God. Lord, when we don't have nothing else to say, we can call on the name of Jesus. Lord, we can plead the very blood of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we can say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. When we don't have nothing else to say, we can say Jesus. When we're lost for words, we can say Jesus. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus. Lord, that the Holy Spirit that dwells within us, oh God. Lord, that that the Spirit will give us the words to say, oh God. Lord, that you are in intercession for us, oh God. So even the things that we don't even know that we are in need of yet, Lord, you are already interceding in our on our behalf. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you for every person that joined us this morning. Lord, you see their needs. Lord, you see the situations, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the people that got on, oh God. And Lord, everything is going good. I thank you. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, that their testimony is, I thank you, Lord. Lord, I have what I need. Lord, you've already made a way for me. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that they've already made a commitment to you this year. We thank you for it, oh God. Lord, I thank you for the ones that are saying, Lord, I thank you that I'm renewing my commitment this year. Lord, that I'm standing on holy ground. I'm standing once again on that rock. Lord, that I have ran back to you, oh God. And Lord, you are standing in the road with your arms wide open to receive me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Making a new commitment, Lord Jesus, to our walk. Making a new commitment, oh God, as mature believers, oh God. Lord, that we're standing before you, oh God, worshiping you, calling out your name, thanking you once again that you have opened doors that no man can close, and you have closed doors that no man can open. We thank you for it this morning, oh God. Lord, we seal every prayer that has went up this morning under the blood. Lord, we count it done. Lord, we're praising you in advance for the answer, and we give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor that is due you. In your son Jesus' name we do pray. Amen, 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 amen. Hey, people of God, before we leave, can we just give God praise real quick? I know some may be at work, and we started off with praise. Can we seal the prayers with praise? I'm going to unmute the line at this time.
Well, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
We worship you, O God. People of God, we are done. We have daily bread that starts at 9. Hey, before we leave, y'all know I got to do this. Y'all know, before we leave, the Believer's Declaration. As believers, we are disciples through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. I want y'all to have an amazing weekend. Get your rest that's needed. I love you. I love you with the love of the Lord, and be blessed. I'm going to unmute the line. I'm going to stop the recording, and y'all go ahead and say goodbye to one another. Be